Good morning, KC. It is the Rockin' and Teresa Show. We have a very serious topic going on here. I told you I had dinner with a friend yesterday, and she's getting married. She talked about her real dad really not being there that much for her. Her mother, single mother, working really hard, married her stepdad when she was a teenager, and now they're super close. Look, the second best day of my life was my daughter's wedding, the first when she was born. This is a really hard one, so she wants both dads to walk her down the aisle. Tara, you had no problem with it just a second ago.
Yeah, if her real dad hasn't been there for her, there's no reason not to honor the new dad that's taken over that role.
All right, let's go to the phones.
Let's go to Mary Beth in Kansas City.
Mary Beth, your thoughts.
Well, I got married almost 20 years ago. I have an amazing stepdad and an amazing dad both, and there was absolutely nothing wrong with both of them walking me down the aisle.
Is that what you did? You had them both?
I did. They both walked me down the aisle.
And where was... Even though there's nothing wrong with it, did you have any issues like telling them, or were they upset, or did they understand?
Nope, it was either you're both walking me down the aisle or neither one of you. So
I like it. You
good
tell
for you.
Them.
All right, thank you.
All right, let's go to Teresa.
Teresa, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what are your thoughts?
Well, I got married 15 years ago, and same situation, had both my dad and stepdad, and everything was fine. They didn't have a problem with it, and everyone actually thought it was really nice that I had both of them and honored both of them.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Let's go to Rosie.
Hey, Rosie.
Hey, good morning.
Your thoughts?
So I have a bio dad that wasn't terrible. He was in my life, but he wasn't as amazing as my stepdad. I'm in kind of a different situation than the ladies this morning. I was not able to have my stepdad, walk me down the aisle. He was actually dying of lung cancer at the age of 51 when I was getting married. So I canceled the wedding and had none of them walk me down the aisle. So I say no regrets. Have them both. Have the wedding of your dreams.
Good
and
advice.
They'll both support
Good
you.
Advice. Yeah, you know, it is your day. Thank you.
Let's go to Kazia.
Good morning.
It's Kazia.
Kazia, okay.
Well, I guess I'm going to be a little bit of a devil's advocate here and say I would pick the dad that I had a better relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know the situation, obviously, that she's in that caused her real dad to be so in and out of her life. But if you have a stronger, better relationship with your stepdad, I feel that's the one you should honor.
It's a very good, valid point. All right, thank you. Let's take one more call.
Let's go to Andrew.
Andrew, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I feel like it's their day. Let them do what they want to do on their day. I feel like we're in times where the modern or traditional things are gone. So, in a day that should be celebrated in honor of not only the bride, but everybody who raised the people, the child. So definitely we'll let it be up to those who day that we're celebrating. Say you will.
Ooh, marry me. You wanna get up? Oh, no, no. It's the Rocket and Teresa Show on Mix 93.3.